In the evening, Pam and her husband Al have dinner. Pam remembers what she has promised Tony and decides to ask Al about the blood on his clothes.
Let's pray first. Dear God in heaven, we praise you and thank you for the new Pentium processor and the latest version of Windows. May there be less bugs than in the former version, and let the assembler be compatible and run without faults. Furthermore, please forgive all our sins and let us come to heaven. And by the way, thanks for the meal. Amen. Very tasty.
Yes, the pizza service is getting better and better. How was your day, honey?
Completely boring. I had to do so much office work today. And what about you, my dear?
Oh, it was very exhausting. I cleaned up, went shopping, and washed the clothes. By the way, your t-shirt was covered with blood. Happened anything yesterday?
Yes, but it's a long story. Let's eat first.
No, I want to hear it now.
Okay. I was driving around in my police car and suddenly I heard someone screaming. And it was a woman's voice. And I stopped the car to see what's going on there. And you won't believe what I saw, Pam.
What did you see, Al? Go on.
I saw an old lady with a little dog in her arms. And the little dog was bleeding because it had fallen out of the window. And then I took the dog to see if it's still alive. And its heart was beating and it wasn't breathing, so I gave it the kiss of life. And so I saved the dog's life. And then I brought it to the veterinary surgeon. And now you know why my t-shirt was covered with blood.
Oh, honey, you're such a brave man. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, no, it's my job, sweetheart. I'm just doing my job. Now let's eat. I'm so hungry.